Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get back to the rest of this morning's leads, never mind Life Jack from Jackson. From time to time, Shime and I, I'm letting you inside here. We share fat hacks with each other, and you have one on Cheetos?
Yeah, 100%, Greg. I know dipping Cheetos sounds ridiculous. However, you know how people put chips on like a nice sandwich?
I do, yes.
Cheetos on a sandwich, dynamite.
Really?
Yep. It provides the same crunch, and you get some of that artificial cheese dust on there.
No way. Oh, I think that ruins a sandwich.
Putting potato chips on a sandwich
is amazing. Perfect. Okay. For a little crunch, a little salt. But Cheetos, no.
On any sandwich, like I would go sour cream and onion chips on a tuna sandwich, like on a tuna sub.
Maybe I'll give you that.
On a turkey sandwich, I'm telling you.
Maybe I give you that, but I ain't messing up my chicken parm with no chips. I'm chips independent from my sandwich.
Yeah, we're not talking about a chicken parm, Wiggy. We're talking about like a deli sandwich.
I don't know, a chicken parm like my with some ruffles would be probably good.
An Italian sub, I would not want to put.
We're not talking about subs. We're talking about like sandwiches your mom would send you to school with.
Oh, I mean, well, that don't really count. Your mom's making it at home, and you're doing it. So it's like a scene from Step Brothers. You're in your living room in your underwear, and you're putting a few chips in your...
Like, in the Twitch chat, Boston Massacre, the Boston Massacre says... The F, Greg. Yes, try it. Like, try chips. Put them actually in, fold them into the tuna fish sandwich. It is heavenly.
Mm. I'm not a big tuna fish guy.
You haven't lived until you have.
I don't eat tuna fish either.
This show, you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. This show on Twitch is brought to you every day by Springer's Jewelers. If you are popping the question... or you are celebrating an anniversary and you need a diamond, go see my guys at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Worth the drive. They listen to this show every day like you listen to this show. They have the best prices in New England, and you can visit springersjewelers.com. Curtis, your lead this morning. Hello.
So, Masters, massive weekend, great numbers. Unbelievable setting, awesome, perfect weekend. Jim Nance, by the way, who I rip often, 4 minutes of just allowing us all to watch Rory and those hugs, awkward hugs, where's, you know, that so many people like to be the story, and I think we should commend broadcasters who allow the story to tell its own story. So that was great. But interesting question in front office sports. With Caitlin Clark being in attendance, she noted how much more attentive the fans were, the patrons, at Augusta National. And the story theorizes, would more people agree to giving up their phone in advance of the Super Bowl or, you know, the Final Four or NBA Finals, whatever?
Because that's what they make you do at Augusta.
At Augusta, you can't have your phone. They have, like, phone stations. Yeah. You can call people.
Can't bring your phone in.
Okay. So. I love it.
I think it would be a real awesome way to enhance. Because I feel like so many people get on their phone because the person they're with is on their phone. Or they feel like they have to check. Or people know they're there, so they have to send a text like, these are my seats. How great is opening day? Whatever. if everybody knows you can't send anything, then A, the story afterwards is much better because they get it from beginning to end, and B, you're perfectly and completely invested in what you're doing, not worried about your bank account or social media.
Well, how am I supposed to know where you're eating if you don't have your phone there so you can't put up your video on social media?
Curtis, I feel the same way about concerts, and because I find myself doing this all the time where I'm not even enjoying the actual moment because I'm capturing it on my phone. So I'm seeing it through my screen instead of actually just seeing it in person. And it's so, I know I do that. I should stop myself from doing it, but I just don't.
That's how Mary J. Blige was. Everybody had their phones on. I'm just like watching. I just enjoy the, like you could do a quick video in the beginning or the end. Like
how do they physically do it? Is it like lockers or something? Because it would be a cluster F at the end of a concert or a Bruins game trying to get your phone back. Like if everybody's doing
it. I've never been to the Masters, but my parents went a couple years ago. I think there's a place you drop it off and pick it up. It's like a coat check type thing.
How many people go to the Masters though?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I went, but it was long before they did the phone thing. It was before cell phones.
Right.
But
you couldn't bring
in your
globe.
They could do the bags, too. The bags that lock. So you have your phone on you, but you can't use it because it's locked. And then when you leave, it unlocks.
Kind of like if you went to a comedy show.
A club once, and they did that, yeah.
Because are there like 30,000 people who go to the Masters?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know there was that many people.
Yes.
It'll be the size of an arena.
Don't you think that this would be a way to enhance a night? Like, is now the in-home experience is so great. Great TVs are not expensive, even though even though Greg sticks with his 15-incher. I feel like this would be the next. I think a lot of people, the market would be big in investing in the opportunity to go to an event and not be bothered.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea, but I'm like, why should I have to sacrifice my phone because you act like an 8-year-old and you can't go there and enjoy the game without videotaping from beginning to end.
Here's the contrarian.
No, but I mean,
In the case of the Masters, I think they do it. It probably started because it was annoying to the golfers. You got people who are on the tee right in front of you who are snapping pictures, making noise. So that's probably why they started it, but Curtis is right. Like I did you hear Schefter tell the story of being there and not having his phone and somebody running up to him and saying, "Hey, did you hear about the huge trade?" And then he panicked and lost his mind because he didn't have his phone with him.
Okay, Schefter, we get it. You're a newsbreaker. No, I really do. I couldn't help but notice the eyes all up. You see just sunglasses facing the green.
Yeah.
It seemed great. It seemed like going. And the other thing that was so cool, you know how it used to be, ask a boomer, Courtney and Shine, at Fenway Park, there would be a pennant race in September. And you would see the guy working the Green Monster walk out and put the score on the Yankees game.
From the Yankees,
and you would erupt seeing that the Yankees had been up 3-2 and now they're losing 4-3.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's also why you get that reaction at the Masters.
That's what I was saying.
When the scoreboard changes.
Right. So when you saw that Rory had doubled and then they see that, you know, it's like the live reaction is so cool.
You go, Curtis, Masters.
Great lead from you, Curtis.
Yeah. There you go.
Excellent lead. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. There is a Braves sideline reporter who is in some hot water, and I'm not for it. His name's Wiley Ballard, and during a game the other night, he asked a patron for her phone number.
It's a couple smokes, it looks like.
Yes, but he asked one in particular for her phone number. Right. And that's what the headlines are, but let's listen into what actually happened.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the Rooftop Lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number. I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's a pretty good move.
You get it. People were outraged.
Really?
And I just need to say, if this is what's upsetting you, get a life.
Yeah. Well, it was female reporters who seemed like they were outraged.
Because, and everybody's saying if this was a woman, they would get fired. No, if this was Don Orsillo, Jerry Remy, and Jenny Dell doing the sideline reporting, and they told Jenny in tongue-in-cheek, and she was having fun with it, people would be praising the male that she asked for his number. Like, the fact that people are using this to, I'm sorry, be a victim, I'm not for. Because I saw a lot of female reporters saying, and men think that I'm just doing this job to get an athlete's phone number. People are going to have that narrative for the rest of time. It is what it is. It's not right. But the fact that this guy, Wiley, even the headlines and the tweets made it out. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is salacious. Like, this guy must have been an absolute dirt dog. He's having fun with it. He is being like this quirky, really sweet guy.
Yeah.
And the girls seem fine.
But it's your people's, though. It's the women. The women are the ones tripping about it. Yeah. Like, guys are like, whatever. A woman's going to be like, a woman reporter's going to be like, or women are going to be like, oh my God, that is so wrong. How do you?
Well, they're saying that they would be dragged for it. Like, I saw a bunch of female sideline reporters say they would be dragged for it and how inappropriate it is as a journalist. Like,
they would drag the men.
It's funny. It's content. It's like,
and also just put the app down. Like, who cares?
But I just felt like it was everybody was using this very low key story to get them their names, their clicks, whatever there. And it was just getting a bit ridiculous yesterday. This guy Wiley should not be dragged or canceled for having fun.
Some people wanted to be fired.
I know.
It's the ladies. Ridiculous.
Because if it
was, he wasn't even really the one who asked.
No. Right. No. But if it was the other way around, if it was a woman, people would be dragging the two men that asked her to do that. They would be like, oh, so this is how guys are? Yeah. They're pimping out their reporters during the game?
It was ridiculous.
It was playful at the end of the day, and I just think it's ridiculous.
Maybe he did get their numbers, too, though.
Courtney, thank
you. Maybe he got their numbers.
I think he did.
There you go.
He probably did.
What a beautiful love story.
Would have been hilarious if one of them said, sorry, I'm married.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be in here at 9 talking Celtics, and we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.